trashed with a note from her boyfriend, James, saying, "You didn't think you'd get away with it, did you?" Now, Jessica has no idea what she's supposed to have done wrong. No idea what it is at all. And she has not seen or heard from James since. Now, over the weekend, I got an email from, can't say who, somebody, telling me where James was. They kind of grassed him up, really. Mm-hmm. So, we called him.
You grass. Oh, I know.
And lots of you thought that he must have another woman. So we did that thing that we do every now and again, where Laura pretends to be from a florist, offering to send some free flowers to him, and we just see who he sends the flowers to, whether it's to Jessica, his girlfriend, or maybe another person that he is seeing. But it all went a bit wrong. He knew it was us and called me rude names. So that didn't work at all. And some people, after we played that, said that he sounded a bit of a wally and that Jessica was better off without him. But that's not really good enough for us, because that's not really a conclusion, is it?
No.
And we needed to find out what happened. So I got back in touch with the person who sent the email. It was one of his mates, I can say it now, it's all fine, called Justin. Right. Now, Justin had no problem at all grassing up his mate, because he thought James was in the wrong and was quite bad to Jessica, you know, just leaving without any explanation. Yeah. Now, before I play you this call, actually, no, I'm just going to play it and then I'll tell you afterwards. This is what happened when myself and Justin, James's mate, decided to find out the truth and exactly what had happened here. So you know what you need to do now, don't you?
Yeah.
Why he trashed the flat, that's what I want to know.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's make that call to James then, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, yes, me, you alright?
Yeah, alright. How are you?
Where are you?
I'm at work now.
Oh, cool. Have you seen your car today?
No. Why, what's up?
It's got James face written down the side of it.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not small, it's actually all over the car that it's
oh,
just
what's written on it?
It's James face.
James face?
Well, that's the only bit that makes sense. That's written up the side. There's eggs and it's been scratched and everything.
Oh, just, you are joking. Properly. You're not me around.
No, no, the back window's smashed and that's all over it.
Sake. You're not kidding me around. She's trashed my car.
Would she have done... Would it be Jess, though? Would she have done something like that?
After the thing... Did you hear it? Did you hear about it?
Well, I heard bits and pieces. People were saying that you'd been on Radio 1, but I don't really know a great deal about it.
Yeah, that's f***ing Mills.
What did you go on Radio 1 for?
The back window is smashed as well.
Yeah, it's completely smashed and it's scratched and everything. It's not... You won't be able to wash it off, mate.
This is man.
So what were you on Radio 1 for? What was it all about?
Just Mills is a really.
Yeah, he is a So why were you on Radio 1 then? What actually happened between you?
Well, you know, it was nothing major, but there was the whole thing with her flat.
So you did trash her flat then?
Well, she exaggerated it loads.
Yeah, but what did she do? I mean, what had she done wrong?
You know what it was like, mate. It was, you know, I had to...
Yeah, I know, but she didn't really do anything wrong, though. That was the thing. That's what this whole mess is about.
Well, you know, it just... It really wasn't working.
Yeah, but something must have... She must have done something in order for you to have just gone and trashed a flat like that.
She just went completely over the top about it. I didn't do anything, like, really.
But you did trash the flat, didn't you? But she hadn't done anything wrong.
I mean, it wasn't working, was it?
Yes! Scott wins! Hello, it's Scott Mills here.
You
So she hadn't done anything wrong, you're just a coward, and thought that you'd trash the flat, so... Why don't you You're
okay.
A bit of a aren't
right
you, really?
Now.
I'm not the only person who thinks you're a either. The whole country does. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I don't know what came over you.
I hope your mum wasn't listening.
Can I just say that me and James have spoken since we had that phone call at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. He let us play the call.